Hey, what do you think about the idea of paying for hard rubbish? In many areas, the service for at least one pickup a year is free. Other places like the Mount Barker Council charge residents for it. The Hills Council will tonight discuss the idea of co-charging residents and subsidising 50% of the cost. Councillor Leith Mudge has put his feelers out to see how the community is feeling about it on social media groups, including the Bridgewater Hills Residents group that totally blew up last night. He joins me now to share his thoughts, which may not necessarily reflect the views of council. Hi, Leith.
Hi, how are you going?
Really well, thank you. And gosh, you had quite a response, a lot of passionate feedback about it from all sorts of perspectives.
Yeah. Look, I was actually quite surprised about the feedback. In hindsight, I probably shouldn't be that surprised because, rubbish collection is one of those sort of basic services that councils provide. When I say basic, it's generally the sort of, your green bins and things like that. And this is sort of a bit of an adjunct on top of that, the hard waste collection that Adelaide Hills Council provides.
So, what are we talking about here? It's been free for a few years now, but the cost has blown out, I understand.
Yeah. Look, it's been, I'm not sure exactly how long it's been free for. I'm only 2 years into my term on council, and at some stage, not long before I came on council, there was a change in the provider of the service, and at that point in time, the decision was made to fully subsidise it and make it a free service. What we're finding basically is that the take up of the service is quite popular, even though there's a lot of people on the site were actually identifying that they didn't even know about it. It's very popular, and the cost of it is essentially blowing out. So we're at a position now where we need to look at different options for doing it. There's also a mattress collection service that the council provides for free as well. So that's part of the consideration. So on our agenda tonight, we're looking at options, and there's a recommendation that we look at introducing a co-payment, I guess, so a fee for the service. It'd still be subsidised, but it would only be subsidised by the council to an amount of 50%.
So that's $44 per collection of waste to the resident and $23 per mattress, right?
Yeah, that's the approximate sort of estimate. We haven't done all the sort of the budgeting sort of process yet to do it, but what the estimate in the agenda says is from council staff to how much it would probably cost if we went to 50%.
Now, Councillor Mudge, I understand that part of the reason it became free was to avoid illegal dumping. A number of people on that Facebook post made that mention. If we do start charging individuals for individual pickups, couldn't that be a problem into the future?
Certainly, that is an issue, and that is one of the reasons why council wants to encourage it, because my understanding is it costs a lot more to clear illegal dumping than it does to actually, book something and pick it up and things like that. However, there's also a counter argument from people that don't use the service or use it very rarely that they're effectively subsidising those that do, and it's also encouraging people to dump stuff, basically, and put it into landfill, whereas they should be considering recycling more. And particularly when you're talking about things like mattresses, I was talking to my wife about it, and we've had to, over the last 20 years that we've been living in the hills, we've had to get rid of mattresses, I think, about four times, and each time we've managed to essentially rehouse them without actually having to dispose of them and stuff. So, that's a counter-argument.
Yeah, and that's something that maybe is going to be a bigger and bigger issue into the future, is we are obsessed with consumerism and buying and buying and buying. And I suppose the Hills Council is going to really have to look at that into the future, is how do we deal with this culture of just needing more and more stuff, right?
Yep. And look, when we dispose of stuff in landfill, There's not only the cost for the disposal to the council, there's also a large solid waste levy that the state government charges for the council, and I think it's around about $150 a tonne for the metro areas of Adelaide Hills Council at the moment. And, you know, so that's a lot of money, basically, and anything we can do to try and reduce waste going to landfill by diverting it to recycling, rehousing and things like that is a positive thing just from a financial perspective as well as the environmental benefits as well.
Mm. So what will happen tonight is, do you think you'll be making any firm decisions? Will it be based on whether you get the majority of councillors on board, or what are you thinking?
Well, I think the recommendation is just to look at it. So we're not making any firm decisions at the moment. I suspect someone will probably be looking at, council will be looking at going out to some further public consultation on this one, particularly based on my experience from last night. Over a period of about 3 or 4 hours, there was like over 130, 140 comments. I'm not sure what it's up to this morning, but I was still getting comments, you know, early this morning on it and stuff. What we're deciding tonight is essentially to whether we want to look at including this co-payment in the budgeting process for next year. So it wouldn't be something that we would sort of make a decision on tonight. It's just whether we would start considering whether we want to do it for next year. Because we're actually this weekend, we've got a workshop of council members where we're going to start, among other things, the budget process for preparing the 2021-22 budget.
Right. All the best with it, and good luck with all of those comments that you'll, I'm sure, continue to respond to. And thanks for your time today.
Okay, thank you.